श्रीराजौ वाच इन्द्र इन्द्र यस्यानि वर्ते हेतुं श्रोतुं इच्छामि भोमुने ये नसा सुखिनो देवा हरे दुःखं कुतो भवत्। इन्द्रियस्यानि वर्तेते हेतुं श्रोतुम् इच्छामि भोमुने येन संसुखिनो देवा हरे दुःखं कुतो भवत्। श्रीराजौ वाच इन्द्रियस्यानि वर्तते हेतुं श्रोतुम् इच्छामि भोमुने येन संसुखिनो देवा हरे दुःखं कुतो भवत्। श्रीराजौ वाच इन्द्रस्यानि वर्तेत हेतुं श्रोतुम् इच्छामि भो मुने येन संसुखिनो देवा हरे दुःखं कुतो भवत्। श्रीराजोवाच हेतुं श्रोतामिच्छामि भो मुने येन संसुखिनो देवा हरि सुखं दुःखं कुतो भवत्। श्रीराजोवाच इन्द्रस्यानिर्वृतेर्हेतुं श्रोतुमिच्छामि भो मुने येन संसुखो नो देवा हरि दुःखं कुतो भवत्। श्रीराजौ वाच इन्द्रस्यानिर्वृतेर्हेतुं श्रोतुमिच्छामि भो मुने येन संसुखिनो देवा हरे दुःखं कुतो भवत्। श्रीराजोवाच इन्द्रस्यानि वर्तेते हेतुं श्रोतुमिच्छामि भो मुने येन संसुखिनो देवा हरि दुःखं कुतो भवत्। श्रीराजोवाच इन्द्रस्यानि वर्तेते हेतुं श्रोतुमिच्छामि भो मुने येन संसुखिनो देवा हरे दुःखं कुतो भवत्। श्रीराजौ वाच किङ् परीक्षित् इन्क्वायर्ड् इन्द्रस्य ओ किङ् इन्द्र अनिवृत्ते of the moroseness hetum the reason shrotum to hear ichhami I wish go o my lord mune o great sage Sukadeva Goswami yena by which asan were Sukina, very happy, Deva, all the demigods, Hare of Indra, Dukkham, moroseness, Kuta, from where, Abhavad was. Translation, please repeat after me. Maharaj Parikshit inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, O great sage, what was the reason for Indra's unhappinessness? I wish to hear about this. When he killed Vritsasura, all the demigods were extremely happy. Why then was Indra himself unhappy? Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. This, of course, is a very intelligent question. When a demon is killed, certainly all the demigods are happy. In this way, however, when all the demigods were happy because of Vritsasura's having been killed, Indra was unhappy. Why? It may be suggested that Indra was unhappy because he knew that he had killed a great devotee and brahmana. Vritsasura outwardly appeared to be a demon, but inwardly he was a great devotee and therefore a great brahmana. Herein it is clearly indicated that a person who is not at all demoniac, such as Prahlad Maharaj and Bali Maharaj, may outwardly be a demon or be born in a family of demons. Therefore, in terms of real culture, one should not be considered a demigod or demon simply according to birth. In his dealings while fighting with Indra, Vritsasura proved himself a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Furthermore, as soon as he finished fighting with Indra and was apparently killed, Vritsasura was transferred to Vaikuntha Loka to become an associate of Sankarsana. Indra knew this and therefore he was morose at having killed such a demon who was actually a Vaishnava or Brahmana. A Vaishnava is already a Brahmana, although a Brahmana may not be a Vaishnava. The Padma Puran says, Sat Karma Nipuno Vipro Mantra Tantra Visharada Avaishnavo Guru Nasyad Vaishnava Swapacho Guru. One may be a Brahmana in terms of his culture and family and may be expert in Vedic knowledge, Mantra Tantra Visharada. But if he is not a Vaishnava, he cannot be a Guru. This means that an expert Brahmana may not be a Vaishnava, but a Vaishnava is already a Brahmana. A millionaire may very easily possess hundreds and thousands of dollars, but a person with hundreds and thousands of dollars is not necessarily a millionaire. Vritsasura was a perfect Vaishnava and therefore he was also a Brahmana. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gurun Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Sacha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathan Vitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Sujo. He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyat Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam Karvati Vachalam Pangam Langayate Giriyat Kripatamam Vande Shri Gurun Dinatarinam Paramanandam Madhavam. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Bhutale Srimati Swamsvami Nithinamne. So Maharaj Parikshit inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, O great sage, what was the reason for Indra's unhappiness? I wish to hear about this. When he killed Vrishasura, all the demigods were extremely happy. Why then was Indra himself unhappy? So here we see that initially Indra was not actually happy to fight with Vrishasura, because being himself a devotee and Brahmana. But then the sages and the other demigods, he encouraged him to fight with Vrishasura. And then Indra said, although initially already killed our spiritual master Vishwarupa, and then he was inflicted by the sinful reactions, and then he has to divide his sinful reaction among four other things. So now he was scared to again kill a Brahmana and again inflict by the sinful reaction. But then the demigods and the great sages explains him that we will do some yajna, Ashwamedha yajna, so by which you can contract this all sinful reactions. So they encourage him to fight. So here, then after fighting, there was a great battle between Indra and Vrishasura, and also some discourses among each other, and then finally Vrishasura was killed by Indra's thunderbolt, which was from the Dadiji's austerities, made by Dadiji's austerities. And then Vrishasura was killed. And then after Vrishasura was killed, everybody, all the demigods and Shiva and other sages who were assembled, they left the assembly. So, okay, now is our thing is done, now Vrishasura is killed, so let us go. And then Indra was there, and Indra was very unhappy because he knows that he killed a Brahmana, a devotee of the Lord Vrishasura. So here Prabhupada has discussed about that one may be a Brahmana in terms of his culture and family, and he may be expecting Vedic knowledge, but he is not a Vaishnava, he cannot be a guru. So he said that when somebody born in a family of a Brahmana, he has to go through purificatory process, and that means he has to approach a bona fide spiritual master and inquire him, surrender to him, and then Guru will give him initiation of sacred thread, initiation, Upanayana, and then by following Guru sincerely, he tried to abide by the scriptures, he tried to learn Vedas, and by doing so, and then advancing in that path, he will become a Brahmana. And once he's become exalted in that, once he realized Brahmana, then he becomes a Vipra. And then it goes on, like after becoming a first class Brahmana, he has to qualify himself to become a Vaishnava. So it means he has to continuously go on practicing the spiritual life, orders and instructions, whatever given by his spiritual master. So like this, one can become a Vaishnava. So here it is said, Prabhupada says that the expert Brahmana may not be a Vaishnava. So we see that a Vaishnava is adorned with all the beautiful qualities of Brahmana. So he may not separately be born as a Brahmana. He may be born as a sannyasi, he may be born in a family of a Shudra, or a Brahman, or Brahmana, Vaishya, or Chandala, or any other community, but the birth doesn't determine his whether he is a Brahmana or Kshatriya, but by qualities, by becoming a devotee, so he becomes qualified to be a Vaishnava. So also we see who can be called a Brahmana. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita that the qualities of a Brahmana, Krishna has described that is samo dhamo tapo socham khyantim arjama mevacha jnanam vijnana astikyam brahma karmatam. So the Brahmana is tolerant, he is peaceful, he is self-controlled, he is austere, and he has the knowledge, and after he is practicing that knowledge given by his guru or practice through the scriptures, he realizes the knowledge. And this is the qualification which I have mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. And so we can see there are some examples. We can see how, also it is said, Brahma Janati iti Brahmana. The one who realized Brahman, he is a first class Brahmana. So here we can see, we have some examples like how. You can see in the life of Shukracharya, he was a perfect Brahmana, but he was not a Vaishnava. When Vamanadeva approached Bali Maharaj and he wanted to ask him to give charity, then Bali Maharaj was eager to serve him, but then Shukracharya stopped him. So one who stops, you know, someone to worship Lord Vishnu, he cannot be called as a guru. So here, somewhere is mentioned that if he is maybe a first class Brahmana, but if he is not the devotee of the Lord, he cannot be called as a guru. So then we can see there in that instance that how Bali Maharaj rejected his guru and then rendered service and gave charity to Vamanadeva. So this is example of a Brahmana who is not a Vaishnava. So also we can see the qualification of a Brahmana. Devotee is born in a low-born family, but he is a Vaishnava. Like when there was one day Advaita Acharya, he was doing the forefathers, that ceremony. So that day he was, though Advaita Acharya was in the community of very well qualified Brahmanas, but then instead of calling them to accept the prasad, he called Haridas Thakur. So when he started serving Haridas Thakur, Haridas Thakur said, please don't serve me this prasad, I am not qualified. Then there are so many qualified Brahmanas in this society, so why you called me and why you are trying to serve me? Then Advaita Acharya said that by serving a Vaishnava, you are serving koti koti Brahmanas. So automatically you are serving koti koti Brahmanas. So by serving you, I am serving all the Brahmanas. So by this we can see that a Vaishnava is Brahma, a Vaishnava has all the qualities of a Brahmana, though Brahmana may not be a Vaishnava. And there is also so many such example, and it is said that the conclusion of all the Vedas is to know the Krishna. It is stated, and which a Vaishnava knows, he knows everything about Krishna, he knows the essence of all the Vedas. In absolute, he knows who is the absolute truth. He knows about the science of Krishna. He knows he is a Krishna Tattva Veta, means he knows the science of Krishna. So here also in Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, says that Sarvasya Chaham Hidi Sanni Vishto Matta Smriti Jnanam Apohanam Cha Vedesha Sarver Ahameva Vedyo Vedanta Krit Veda Vit Veda Chaham. He says, who can know him? He said, also he explained in the shloka that I am seated in everyone's heart, sarvasnachaham hidi sannivishto. I am from me comes knowledge, forgetfulness and remembrance. So I am the compiler of the Vedas, I am to be known from the Vedanta. So he is saying that one who can know him. So one who always think of Krishna in his heart, one who is always 24 hours engaged in the service of Krishna, he can be called as a devotee. So there's also an interesting story which describes about a Brahmana and a Vaishnava. Because here Prabhupada spoke about a Brahmana qualification, who is a Brahmana and who is a Vaishnava, and then he said that Vaishnava is greater than a Brahmana. So there's also one very nice story which says how a Vaishnava is far greater than a Brahmana. So there was a, in a village there was a cobbler and then there was a Brahmana. So this Brahmana was Vedbhati Brahmana, but the one who is so much studying Vedas, the Karma Kanda part especially, and one who is taking thrice a bath, one who is doing the yajnas, one who is reciting the regular mantras, all these things. So this, there was a Brahmana in the village, so he was teaching his disciples. And then there was also a cobbler who was engaged in doing the stitching work, stitching the shoes, repairing the shoes. So once happened, there was Narad Muni who was passing through, and then the Brahmana called him, "Oh Narad Muni, please come, please sit, please sit, please take a seat, and please, because you are so advanced devotee, you travel in all the spaces, upper, lower, and then you also regularly visit Vishnu. So could you please explain, tell me what Vishnu is doing, and then also could you please tell me that when I will be eligible to go back to Godhead?" So this was the question asked by the Brahmana. And then Narad Muni said, "Okay, when I go visit Vishnu in his loka, then I'll ask him when you'll be coming back." And then there was a Then Narad Muni was again going, and then he met with this cobbler. So this cobbler, he also with much respect, he welcomed Narad Muni, gave him a nice seat, and then he was started inquiring from Narad Muni. So he also asked the same question, "My Lord, you always travel this different planetary system, you also visit Vishnu Loka, could you please kind enough to tell me how I can, you know, when I will be eligible to go to Vishnu, Krishna Loka?" So then Narada Muni says, "Okay, I will check." So when Narada Muni went to the Vishnu Loka, and then he asked Vishnu, "Lord, I have met these two people, one the Brahmana and the cobbler. So they asked the same question, that when they will be eligible enough to go back to Godhead, they can go back to your abode." Then the Lord says, "The cobbler will come back first in this very life, but then the Brahmana will may take many, many lives for him to come back to God, to this my abode." Then Narada Muni was very astonished. He asked, "Why so? The Brahmana is doing very nice, he is taking three times a bath, he is doing all the yajnas, he is doing, he is reciting the Veda, the slokas, all these things, so why he will not, he will take time? And why the cobbler who is engaged in, from morning to evening, engaged in stitching the shoes and repairing the shoes?" Then the Lord replied that, "Tell them that when they ask what Lord was doing in his when you visited the Lord, tell them that the Lord was from a needle hole, in the eye of a needle, the Lord was pulling the elephant with his tail from one side to another and from the other side to another side. So just tell them that, that you will understand why the cobbler will come back in this very life." So then Narad Muni went, and then this Brahmana, very happily he received Narad Muni and he started inquiring, "Narad Muni, please tell me what the Lord was doing." Then Narad Muni said that the Lord was playing, he was with a, you know, from the eye of a needle, he was pushing one chubby elephant from this side to that and from that side to this. So then the Brahmana became very upset, very angry. He said, "What? What you're talking? This is all nonsense. How can a person, how can somebody can, with the, in the, from the eye of a needle, can push the elephant from this side to that side?" So he became very angry and he said, please don't come again and tell all this nonsense stuff to me. Please go away. Don't come and tell all this nonsense to me. Then Narad Muni could understand. Though he was a Brahmana, qualified, Vedbhati Brahmana, but he was not a devotee of the Lord. So he had no faith. So then Narad Muni went to the cobbler and then the cobbler, with respect, he welcomed Narad Muni. And then Narad Muni said, the cobbler inquired, please tell me, what was the Lord doing? So Narad Muni said, oh, the Lord was from the eye of needle. He said the same story. Then once this cobbler heard this story, he was jumping in ecstasy. Then Narad Muni was very astonished to see you. Oh, why? What happened? Why you are so much in ecstasy? Then he says, Narad Muni asks, whether you accept this? He says, why not? The Lord is so omnipotent, is so much great that you can see I'm sitting under a banyan tree. So in that tree there are so many seeds, so many fruits. And in that fruit there are so many seeds. And in that seeds, each seed, Lord has put one big banyan tree. So why not it is not possible for the Lord to from the eye of a needle to push the chubby elephant from this side to that side. So by this, you can see that though you may be a qualified Brahmana, you may be abiding by the scriptures and, you may be following this Veda, doing yajna, all these things, but unless until you are qualified, you have qualities of the devotee, that 26 qualities, that unless you develop that qualities, you cannot be called as a Vaishnava. So here Prabhupada is explaining how Vrishasura was a devotee absorbed in Vishnu, how he had that strong faith in Vishnu and the austerities of Dadichi Rishi. And then you can see that how Indra, though the king of heavenly planets, he was lamenting because he was going to be inflicted by the sinful reaction. So he was, and also because he killed a devotee, a Brahmana. So it is, Prabhupada also said that sometime that Indra is also a devotee. So Indra has a good quality of tolerance, and although he has tolerance and opulence, still he is trying to become a devotee. So here it says, one should always try to become a devotee of the Lord. So, and there are many such instances which differentiate the qualification of a Brahmana and a Vaishnava. And so it also, one day when this is a conversation between Ramananda Rai and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the South India tour, he went to meet Ramananda Rai, and then they had, Ramananda Rai was a governor of Madras, and he was a householder. So when, and also he was one of the confidential associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when they were talking together and conversing about the devotional service, and Mahaprabhu was inquiring him questions about devotional service, so Ramananda Rai was feeling a little shy. He was thinking that I'm not born in a family of a Brahmana, and I'm a governor and a householder. So he was feeling shy. But Mahaprabhu told him that about one shloka is Kibash Vipra Kibashudra Nasha Kenanai Sai Krishna Tattva Veta Sai Guru. So he may be a Vipra, a Brahmana, first class Brahmana, and he may be a Shudra. So it doesn't matter. He should be knowing Yai Krishna Tattva Veda. One should know the Krishna Tattva, science of Krishna. Tattva means the science of Krishna. One should know. So no matter whether he's a sannyasi, is a brahmachari, vanaprastha, whether Brahmana, Shudra, Kshatriya, he may be born in any family, or he may be a Vanashrama. Actually, it is said, Vaishnava is above Varnashrama. because he never follows, goes through all Varnashrama. He's already, like as Prabhupada mentioned, that he has already qualification of Brahman. It is also, if we can see that from the life of Sukadeva Goswami, that he was born as a Vaishnava. He did not went through the Varnashrama. He did not went with the purificative process. So Vaishnava is above all this thing. And also Prabhupada also explained this. He says that how he has given this, he said that when this ISKCON society actually is built to, you know, build the character. So character of a Brahmana. So Prabhupada wanted everybody to become Brahmana, at least, you know, become a gentleman. So then one day it happened that Prabhupada was traveling in the plane, and then while traveling he met one father, the pastor. Then the pastor wanted to speak with Prabhupada, and then he inquired, he came near and then he asked Prabhupada, can I speak with you? Then Prabhupada said, yeah, please. So then the pastor asked, I see wherever I travel, I see your Hare Krishna boys and girls, I see them very happy, jolly and bright faces. So how? We also have so many churches, we have also a big society, but we don't see such people being happy. So then Prabhupada said, because I strictly told them to follow all these four regulative principles, no meat eating, no gambling, illicit intoxication, all these things. So they're following that. And by following that, I'm trying to make them a Brahmana. So at least one should, to do devotional service, at least one should come to the platform of goodness. Goodness means Brahman, Brahmanical qualification. Then Prabhupada said, so I'm trying to make them a Brahmana. Though many of the Prabhupada's god brothers and others were trying to criticize Prabhupada, that how you are making this Western devotees, those who are from it is said in the scripture, they are from Mlechas, Yavanas, Chandalas, dog eaters, how you are giving them initiation in the Upanayana initiation, the sacred thread. Then Prabhupada said, no, it doesn't matter. One may be anyone in any country, any ashrama, but one has to be qualified. One has to make himself qualified to become a devotee. It doesn't matter by childhood. If you suppose you are born in a family of the doctor or a scientist, simply by becoming born in the family of the scientist or doctor, you cannot be qualified as a scientist or doctor. You have to qualify yourself. So this qualification Prabhupada is telling how one can become qualified. And Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita that what are the qualifications of a devotee, and then in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is explained that about the qualities of a devotee, he has to develop all these qualities and then surrender, you know, inquire from a guru. Before inquiring, he should surrender himself completely under the lotus feet of a guru, and then inquire submissively. Like this he will develop. By surrendering, he can develop all the other good qualities of a devotee. So it is also said in the Shastra that Kalava Sudra Sambhava. So whoever born in this Kali Yuga is Sudra. So no matter you are born of family of a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, but then you have to qualify yourself to become a Brahmana or Kshatriya. So here we can also see that Maharaj Parikshit is inquiring from Sukadeva Goswami that why is Indra unhappy? Why is he's lamenting? And all these things, our Parikshit Maharaj is inquiring. So it is said that he may be a great sinful person, he did all the sins, but once he become devotee, once he is determined his devotional service, he can be a sadhu. Apichechu sudaracharo bhajate mam ananya bhav sadhu rema savatamyam samyat vivasito hisa. So it is said if one even did so much sinful activities, but if he is rendering devotional service, he can be called a sadhu, and because he's determined in that. So even Prabhupada said that, it is said that when somebody is joining the Krishna consciousness movement, when somebody is a neophyte devotee, initially you may see that he may be struggling to, you know, come to be in Krishna consciousness, but it doesn't mean we try to find faults in him and try to discourage him, because though he may be from his this life or last life, he did sinful activities which is not helping him to, you know, advance quickly, but still he has that strong determination to become a devotee. So Prabhupada, it's mentioned many places that we should not find faults and, you know, try to discourage them. So here also it is said, also we can see today morning I was reciting the Trishtashtakam prayers, and then when I was meditating on the Trishtashtakam, I was seeing Mahaprabhu is teaching us through Trishtashtakam that one should not lament. And again in the same Trishtashtakam, you can see Mahaprabhu is personally lamenting. So how is that? Then I was thinking, then you can, when you go to Trishtashtakam, you can see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, Nadhanam, Nadhanam, Nasundarim, Kavitam, Vajagdishan. Don't lament for all these things, but lament to have always Mama Janmani, Janmani, Shware, Bhavatad, Bhakti, Rayut. So always lament, always desire to come closer to Krishna, always desire that life after life you will become, you want to be at the lotus feet of Krishna. It says also in Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita that Brahma Buddha, who is a devotee, one who never laments, he never desires for material things. Though in the sense it's a negative side that he never desires a lament, but that's for material thing. But for spiritual, he's always lamenting and desiring that one day he should become eligible. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that Brahma Buddha Prasannatma, one who realizes Brahman, the absolute truth, he is always very joyful. This is what this pastor was inquiring for Prabhupada, why I see that your boys and girls are very joyful, very happy. Why they are happy? Because na sochati na kanchati, they are not lamenting nor desiring for material things. Sama sarvesu, they are equally exposed. Also it is said, many say that ISKCON is also one of the Hindu society, but then Prabhupada many times explains that it's not a Hindu society, it's teaching one, is the real dharma of humanity which we are teaching. You may be a Christian religion, you may be from a Muslim religion, but thing is that you have any religion, you may be, ultimately how to develop love for Krishna, and here is Krishna, the Supreme Personality Godhead. So we are teaching how you can love Krishna. So never Prabhupada try to offend or criticize any other religion. So Kanshati Samas Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mat Bhakti Labhate Param. So in such state of mind, one easily can develop bhakti. So there are also many other instances that devotees lamenting, but they are lamenting for spiritual things, not for money, honey, other whatever material things. But here also we can see Indra was trying to, in the demigods, they went to Vishnu to enjoy, to get back their kingdom. They were afraid of Vritrasura, so they were trying to enjoy their again senses. But then devotee is called Paramahamsa, means it is said that if you mix water and milk together and give to this Hamsa, the nature of the Hamsa is it takes the milk portion and leaves the water portion. So devotees are like that, Vaishnavas are like that. They take the essence of scriptures, they take the what is favorable for the Krishna consciousness, and they act according to the interest of Krishna, whereas non-devotees, they are engaged to enjoy more sense gratification. So, okay. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, any comments? No questions. Yes.
Haribol. In the purport, Prabhupada says that even though Vitrasura had all the looks of a demon, you know, the red hair, pointed teeth, carrying a trident, born in, so he looked like a demon. If you looked at him, you would think, wow, this guy's a real demon. And he said that, but no, he was a devotee.
Prabhupada also explains about Bali Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj. Externally, they were born in a demonic family. Yeah. They were devotees internally.
But what Prabhupada doesn't say is that can somebody look like a Vaishnava and be a real demon?
It is said that Rakhe Tilak Kaler Mala Kapal Shobe Kaler Chela. Means you may be dressed like a devotee, but Tilak Mala, all these things, but then you may not be a devotee. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, to understand who is a devotee, you should hear from him, not you see his external features. Like in the case of Sanatana Goswami, when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then who was there? Chandrasekhar. He was telling that, no, Mahaprabhu, nobody is there. I see. Then Mahaprabhu said, check, who is there? There is somebody. And he said, no, there is one fakir. So he was trying to see the external feature of, you know, Sanatana Goswami. But Mahaprabhu said, no, he is a dear devotee of the Lord. That's why Prabhupada gave the example of Bali Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj, born in one of the biggest demon of this world. He was the biggest demon, Hiranyakashipu. He was born to him. Externally demon, but internally sadhu.
Qualification is to hear from the person.
Yeah, this is what...
Until he opens his mouth, you really don't know, do you?
Real qualification is to shraddha dhanasa. With the rapt attention, one should hear. This is what our Sutta Goswami did. This is what Maharaj Parikshit did. The only qualification he had, with rapt attention, he was hearing the message. This is what Narad Muni did. Right. Yes.
Just to add on the point. Well, sometimes people can speak very nicely. They speak all the philosophy, but it's not how they live. So Srila Prabhupada also taught us to be acharya. So, you know, you should walk what you talk.
Yeah.
So these two things, because sometimes very beautiful philosophy going on, you know. All tattva, everything. So, can you comment on that?
Yeah, it may be. You can see somebody, as I said, like Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, one should understand a Vaishnava by hearing. But then, who can understand a Vaishnava? He himself should be a first class Vaishnava. Then he can go, you know, he can penetrate his heart, he can understand that. And also, yeah, Prabhupada said, one should. Acharya also means that one who. Set examples by himself following. This is what Prabhupada also did. Correct. Prabhupada also did. You can also see their activities, which means they are always engaged. Whatever activities they are doing, it is for propagating Krishna consciousness. So we can see by that such examples.
Anyway, just that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Haridas Thakur, he said, some people, they speak very nicely. So there is some value in being able to speak very nicely. And some people, they follow very nicely, but they don't speak very nicely. But you are especially qualified because you follow very nicely and you speak very nicely.
And trying to follow my Guru Maharaj.
Haridas Thakur.
Thank you very much. You can see Janivas Prabhu, Pankajani Prabhu, you can follow them. They are also following, and also they are setting example for others to follow. They are always inspiring. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.